1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Good morning. Oh, did you enjoy that weekend? That beautiful weather?
The cold weather moved in.
Very quickly
suddenly,
last night.
Suddenly, like an attack.
Temperature dropped 25 degrees quickly last night.
I was coming back from a secret undisclosed location.
Why don't you give that away?
Out to the west. And I left where I was, not that far away, and it was 70-something.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I traveled 5 miles, it had dropped 20 degrees.
Yeah, 25 degrees. A pneumonia front, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Pneumonia front came through. Yeah, and
is that even believed anymore?
What?
You're all hot and you're all sweaty and you cool down real quick, you get pneumonia? Is that to be believed?
I'm sure that's where that came from.
Because that was on a poster or a chart or something.
Really? You've seen this?
Oh, that was like a thing hanging up in the classroom in about fourth grade.
Really? Pneumonia?
Yeah, it was a guy, a big sweaty guy sitting in a chair who's mm-hmm. all sweaty.
And a cold front came through her.
And next to a window,
mm-hmm.
and the curtains were blowing up.
You'll catch your death of pneumonia.
That's how you got pneumonia. It was like an anti-pneumonia poster. See? And that's how we fought things like,
pneumonia poster.
Sickness back then, yeah.
Yeah, if you're hot, you got to cool off slowly. Slowly. Like, you should probably take about 8 hours to go from
right
to drop the temperature 25
if
degrees.
If you're out in the desert and you're all sweaty and you think you're going to have heat stroke, come inside but go into a sauna and turn it down slowly.
Slowly is
you don't want to get pneumonia.
It's the key, right. But, man, I cut my grass yesterday.
No grass cutting.
It looks good because now it's all even. I'll say that. I was looking at it going, it really doesn't need to be cut. But after I cut it, I thought that looks much
grass
better.
Looks like a pony from the steppe of Asia. Just shaggy. And
feral.
Yeah.
feral lawn. But when I was cutting it, I could not believe the amount of dust that was kicking up. Bone dry. It was just bone dry.
And then apparently, like a forest fire warning out there.
I saw this morning, we're a high risk, even after all that rain we got last week. And what, it didn't, where'd it go? Did it just run off to the rivers and flood everybody? But I cut the grass yesterday.
I think that's hard to believe, too, because I feel like
my
lawn is still kind of sopping.
I was worried about leaving ruts in the grass. Hardly.
Muddy ruts. I don't want muddy ruts.
Bone dry. When I was done, I blew off my lawnmower, and it was so dusty, it was unbelievable. I'm just blowing dust off, not grass clippings. So you had the bone dry ground. You have the grass that's growing.
This is like the burning bush in
almost biblical,
the Old Testament, right? a bush that was on fire yet not consumed. We're on ground that is being wetted, being soaked, but it isn't getting wet.
Yeah, I don't know where it all went, but it was
like
unbelievable.
Got scotch guarded or something.
So dry that I turned my sprinkler system on, thinking I gotta water this.
Yeah.
So that's going now.
Gotta call those guys.
So, the trees popped over the weekend. The buds. I mean, it's like in 2 days they popped like crazy. I cut the grass.
I'm dissatisfied
with
the bud popping.
Okay.
Doesn't seem as active out by my house. It's just like, well, we've had 2 days of warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have it.
Rainy, then warm. And I said last week, boy, when it gets warm, everything's going to go crazy. What, you haven't seen it?
I don't see the crazy. Right. It's just like a little bit.
Well, that may be for the best. Because next week,
those lions, those male lions that aren't quite, mature, they have that scraggly looking mane.
Yeah.
It's not a full man.
Okay.
just scraggly looking.
Well, maybe it's best that they didn't pop, because we're looking at snow on Mother's Day. Did you see that? Sunday, snow in the forecast. Yes.
That's a long way down the road.
Rain and snow on Mother's Day.
Panicked forecast.
They're men of science. They don't panic. They just report their findings.
Panic. There's more panic in science than you want to admit.
Wow. Yeah. Chance of rain and snow next Sunday. Mom's going to take one in the old puss, isn't she? If that happens. Wow. Sorry, Ma. Can't take you out to a brunch. Can't get you no smoked salmon, you know, where we stand in line.
Why
it's our family tradition. Mother's Day brunch or smoked salmon?
Smoked salmon.
That's the joke around here, because that's where the woman.
Well, shrimp, too.
Oh.
Or carved beef.
It's always time for carved beef, whether it's
carved
beef. The carving station.
It's Mother's Day, Ma. Have some carved beef.
Put on your leather pants. We're going for shrimp and
that was the woman who
beef.
Cut in front of me at a Mother's Day brunch. The woman in the leather pants cut in front of me at the smoked salmon.
You know, that doesn't seem very mothery. You know,
leather pants.
Lots of meats.
Mm. Yeah,
that's more like a Father's Day thing, isn't it?
Just eating whatever creature he can.
Right,
it's from the sea or the.
Right, we've laid out tables full of dead cooked creatures, smoked, barbecued, fried.
Would you have been embarrassed? Would you have been embarrassed if your friends would have come over and you have all these pickled things in the refrigerator? They said, "Oh, your dad liked that?" You go, "No, my mom does."
Yeah,
my mom makes all this stuff.
My mom likes pickled eggs.
She likes hot mustard and.
Hey, they're people. They can like that stuff.
Yeah, I know, but it's just not a mom thing.
Oh, and when she hits the John, look out!
Boy, she get gas.
Oh, moms eat like, you know.
You waited till the week of Mother's Day to have this discussion.
White meat chicken and
yeah. Hey, Ma's like a little flavor too.
I realize that. I realize what I'm saying.
That's just a
is
plain
right
yogurt.
Out of the days. Right out of the days of the pneumonia post.
It is. It's right there with the pneumonia warnings.
Another prime rib sandwich, Ma? Extra horseradish sauce on there.
You put some horsey in the mashed potatoes, too.
Yeah.
Like a big horsey meal for you.
Make mom a meal she'll remember this weekend.
Those leather pants make her uncomfortable in those things.
How about a double brat with mustard?
Some kraut on that, Ma.
Right. And that's for lunch. That's what we're having for dinner.
Very mothery.
Yeah.
Got some pork chops coming up for dinner.
Hot wings. 1,600 on the Scoville scale for Ma. Well, but-